第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
第一到第一章以后读第六节。
First, second, three, and six.
第二三。信就是所望之事的实体，所未见之事的切据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信，就知道诸世界是借上帝的话造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物造出来的。第六节，人非有信，就不能得上帝的喜悦，因为到上帝面前来的人，必须信有上帝。且信他赏赐，那寻求他的人，
我们是神造人，乃是把人造在能见界与不能见界的交界区域里面。
Because God created man between invisible and visible.
我们有看见的身体这一部分。
We have the visible body.
我们有看不见的灵魂那一部分。
We have the invisible soul.
人的生活是不是单单靠着看得见的身体，这个供应你就可以满足了呢？
Is it true that as a man said, we can only satisfy what is visible?
微弱可以产生很大的力量，但绝对不能持久满足人心灵的需要。
Yes, material things can give you something, but it cannot last.
圣经告诉我们，人活着不是单单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里所出的话语。
And the Bible told us, man lives shall not by bread alone, but by the word of God.
所以我们应当看不见的世界，怎么样能发生关系？
But how can we relate to the invisible world?
那是借着信心，我们才能发生关系。
And it's because by faith we can have the touch.
信心是什么呢？
What is faith?
信心是不是挤一个走呢？
Is it faith that just to raise your hand?
信心是不是受一个洗呢？
Is it just to have a baptism?
信心是不是在教会里面登记了你的名字，成为一个长久的会员？
Is it faith that's because you are a member of a certain church?
圣经告诉我们，信就是所望之事的证明。
Because the Bible says to believe is just for certain that we do not see.
信是未见之事的确据。
Because the faith is being sure of what we hope for.
我们因为信，我们知道我们世界是神所造的。
Because of faith, we know that God created this world.
这样所看见的，是从没有看见的而来的。
So what is visible is coming from what is invisible.
换句话说，信心是我们抓住的那个关于神之间的关系。
Therefore, by faith, we can catch, we can hold and grasp for what we have with God.
我们在信心里面，我们有一个人生真正的把握。
Because in faith, we have a true standing of our life.
所以在第六节告诉我们，人非有信，就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Therefore, on the sixth verse, it's impossible to please Him without faith.
因为到上帝面前来的人，必须信有上帝。
Because when you come to God, you must believe the existence of God.
并且相信他后世那些寻求他的人。
And also, He would earnestly bless those who seek Him.
亲爱的朋友们，
Brothers, dear friends,
这里我们看见的信心有两个很大的内容。
And also there are two contents of faith.
第一，我信什么？
What do you believe?
我们信上帝存在。
We believe the existence of God.
到上帝面前来的人必须信有上帝。
When you come before God, you must believe the existence of God.
第二呀。
Secondly, you believe that God, who is really related to you, and we will earnestly bless those who seek Him.
So to believe in the existence of God and to believe in the grace of God, both are the most important contents in our faith. 信心就是这两个大的内容。
Therefore, those are the two great contents of faith.
当你看到这两件事情的时候，
When you see those two things,
你是不是发现了这两件事从本质上有不同的地方？
Then you can see that from the essence point of view, it's different.
有许多的人虽然不是基督徒，但他们内心的深处相信有一位上帝存在。
And a lot of people who are not believers or Christians, but in their heart they know there's a God.
对他们有一种基本的信心，有一种非宗教性自然而有的信心。
And they have a basic faith, and it's not related to any religion.
这种的信心不一定使他成为某一个宗教团体里面的会员。
This kind of faith may not make him a member of a certain religious group.
这种信心也使他产生对大自然一种惊奇和敬畏的心情。
And also they have a surprise to the nature and also a sort of adoration.
但是这种的信心呢，乃是一种初步而是自然的一种信心。
And this kind of faith is a very basic fundament and at the beginning of a.
这样的信心到底够不够呢？
Is it enough for this kind of faith?
圣经告诉我们，不但信有上帝。
The Bible says not only to believe the existence of God,
而且相信上帝厚赐那些寻求他的人。
And also He rewards those who seek Him earnestly.
如果一个人只信神的存在，
if a man only believes the existence of God,
那是他 与这位存在的神没发生关系。
But he has no relationship with this God.
这样，他对神存在的信奉、对神存在的不信，也差不多没有什么分别。
Therefore, what he believes that is this existence of God, what is he didn't believe this existence of God, it really is no different.
因为那位神同他没有恩典上的关系。
Because there's no relation of grace to this man.
那么，我们怎么知道神存在呢
？How do we know God is there?
我们怎么能信神存在呢
？How do we believe God is there?
是不是我们讨论了以后，我们做一个结论，神是存在的
？Is it because after discussion we have a conclusion God exists?
如果神的存在是我们讨论的结论的话
，If God's existence depends our conclusion of our discussion，
是不是我们？思想以后讲出有一个上帝存在。
And after our thinking, then we have created.
如果上帝的存在是思想推理的结果，推出一位上帝的存在。
And if the existence of God because of our thinking or our logic.
那么那样的神，那是从人的本身理性里面产生出来、创造出来的神。
And this kind of God is really created by our own reasoning.
这种神是被造的神。
And this is a creative God.
被造的神就不是神。
And creative God is not God.
在人的理性中间。自己的能力所推论出来的神不是真的人。
So therefore, from your reasoning that you think there is a God, then this is not a true God.
从人的讨论中间下结论的神也不是真正的神。
From your discussion, you have a conclusion that there's a God. This is not a true God.
相反的一件事情。
On the contrary.
因为神存在，所以我讨论他。
Because God exists, that's why I discuss.
神的存在是我讨论神的原因，不是我讨论神的结果。
And God existence because that's why I should discuss him, not the result.
神的存在是我推理神的结果的原因，而不是我推理产生的结果。
And this is why we have to think that God exists not because of our thinking.
我信神的存在，或者不信神的存在，根本没有影响神的存在。
Whether we believe God exists, whether we do not believe God exists, it does not matter because He exists.
因为我们有一天都要站在这位存在的面前。
Because one day we must face Him front to face to face.
问题是为什么人会讨论，会思想，会推理关于神的问题
？Why does a human being would think that there is a God? They would discuss and they would think.
因为上帝把关于他存在的事已经放在人。心灵的深处里面。
Because the existence of God, God has already implanted in our
hearts. 我誓言过，你是人。
Therefore, we are human.
人之所以为人，因为人创造他的神，有一个很奇妙的相对关系在里面。
Because men are called men because he has a special relative relationship with the Creator.
这个相对性就使我们成为有价值的物。
This relativity is what we have a value to exist.
我在这里所讲的相对性到底是指什么呢
？What do I mean in here by the relativity?
这里所讲的相对性不是指呢相反看，彼此相距不远那个相对性。
Here I'm talking about relativity. It's not on the contrary or conflict.
还有指那个存在相呼应的那个相对性。
I'm talking about that we are really correspond with each other.
上帝造了男，上帝造了女，男与女有一个相对性的需要。
And God created man, God created woman. That they have a relatively need for each other.
上帝造了我们里面有个胃，又创造了许多我们可以吃的东西，所以我们的一切所外界的供应有一个相对性的。
God has created stomach, also created a lot of food we can eat. Therefore, the stomach has a need for the food, and this is a relative.
上帝创造了大自然，把许多的理性，把许多的原因放在自然界里面，然后借助所创造的理性，使我们去把它推理出来，这也是一个相对性。
And God has created the universe many wonderful things in nature, and God has given us reason to enjoy.
这样的，我们与神之间的相对性，乃是神造人变成与他有相处关系的。
Therefore, God created us, so we have a relative earning for God.
这样人没有神，人的存在是虚空。
So if we have no God, we exist.
但是，当我们说如果没有神是虚空的，但是要找到神的时候，我们感到困难。
We say, you know, without God, we are empty, but when we want to seek God, we have difficulty.
所以这个相对性也产生一个矛盾性在里面。
And therefore, this relative creates a sense of
我们证明神的存在。
We prove the existence of God.
我们说明神的存在。
We can talk about the existence of God.
我们就发现这是很难的事情。
And we think it's very difficult.
但是你要证明神不存在。
But if you want to prove the not the existence of God,
你要这个说明神不存在。
If you want to talk that there's no God,
你就发现这是更困难的事情。
And this is even more difficult.
对啊，我们在这个相对性里面就产生一个矛盾性。
Therefore, in this relativity, we create a certain kind of conflict.
这个矛盾性可能在人生的中间聚集折磨我们几十年的人。
Maybe this kind of conflict has been really torturing you for many, many years.
一直到你年老的时候，你才发现这个相对性的失败不是理性有资格去否定。
Therefore, until you reach a very old age, then you think this is relative it cannot be explained by your reasoning.
或者某一种信心或者消极的人生经验推使你使你思想这个伟大的问题。
Maybe you have a very positive attitude of life. Maybe you have a very negative attitude of life, and you would arrive at some point, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
有一件很奇妙的事，像神经，像奇妙的事发生在你个人的生命里面。虽然你不能说出来，你也不能证明出来，人家也不相信，但你内心的深处用自己的心说：“上帝啊，我看见。”
And there are many miracles or signs in your life that cannot be explained by human nature or reasoning. Then you know in your depth or your heart that God, I love you.
或者在消极的方面，你遇到什么样的困难，走到走投无路的时候，你发现说我需要神，你呼叫上帝啊，你在哪里？
Or passively, when you reach a very low point of a life, you cannot help yourself, then you cry out to God, Oh God, help me.
中国人说的痛经一呼娘，穷极呼天。
And the Chinese say, when you're in extreme pain, you call your mother. When you're in extreme poverty, you call heaven.
我看见一个五十多岁快要死的人，他在那大喊妈妈妈妈。后来我问他的太太，为什么他妈妈不来？他的太太对我说，他五岁就没有妈妈。
And I saw a man who was 50 years old, and he was dying, and he was crying out to his mother. I asked the wife of this man why he was crying for mother. The wife said he lost his mother when he was 5 years old.
像年老的时候，他太痛苦了，他就呼叫妈妈，妈妈，那个呼叫的本能证明有妈妈存在。不过呢，这个存在已经过去。
And during his extreme misery, he would cry out to mother, mother. But this is just to prove there was a mother, but the mother really died 5 years
ago. 这个人第二天就离开世界。
And this man perished.
他在医院里面，我也在医院里面。
He was in the hospital. I was in the hospital.
我就想起这一句的话。
And I think about this word.
许多的人在人生顺利的道路中间，他说一切都不需要，只有我存在就够。
And a lot of people, when everything's going their way, they say, I don't need anybody except myself.
等到大病临身的时候，才呼叫上帝的名。
And when they have a great disease or such a horrible, impossible cure disease, then they cry out to God, say,
病完了以后，又说上帝在哪里？
After God healed them, then say, Where's God?
可能就在我们人生的经验里面，有稍微相似的这一类的事常常发生过。
And maybe you have similar situations or experience in your life.
现在我不在谈你的经验。
I'm not talking about your experience.
我在谈这一类的事实为什么产生在人生里面。
I want to talk about why this thing happened to our life.
一些神把关于他的事，一些需要神的，已经放在人的生命里面。
Because God has given us what is related to Him, the essence of life is implanted in us.
今天的圣经告诉我们，人就没有信就不能得上帝的节。
It says without faith, it's impossible to please God.
因为到上帝面前来的人必须信有上帝。
Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists.
我相信上帝的存在。
I believe the existence of God.
根据什么呢？
What do I derive this from?
上帝在不可见的世界里面。
And God is in the invisible world.
因为他在没有看见的范围里面。
Because He is an invisible
world. 我怎么能知道他是存在的？
How do I know that He exists?
我们昨天已经提到关于信心是超眼见的。
Then yesterday we said that the faith really rely on the invisible.
如果神是在可看见的范围里面，那一位神就比人所能见的范围是更小。
If God can be seen in the visible world, then He is smaller than the visible.
如果人神是用我们的理性可以理解出来的，那一位神是比人的理性更小。
If God can be reasoned because our reasoning derives our reason, He is smaller than our reason.
可是神是何为神？因为他是超自然的。超眼见的也是超理性。
Because God is God, because He's super nature, super reason, and He is super what we can see.
因为他是超过我们所见的 super visual. 虽然我们今天不是用眼见来到他面前。
Therefore, we do not come to God because of what we can see.
我们乃是从那信心来看见眼所不能看见的另外一个范围。
By faith, we must see the invisible.
那么这位上帝呢？许多人相信他存在。
And a lot of people believe the existence of God.
特别是在知识分子的中间，有许多的。他们内心的深处知道神的存在是不可否定的事情。
Especially among the intelligent, educated people, they cannot deny the existence of God.
问题就是在这位神到底是不是这个 Amy Wu 所信的那一位神
？And the question is this the God that Amy Wu believes in?
这位神到底是不是 Molly Lee 所信的那一位神
？Is this God that is the God that Molly Lee believes?
严格说起来，真正的无神论是没有存在。
Seriously talking about, there's no such thing as atheism.
你的无神论乃是一个不是自信就是气的那种思想。
So therefore, if you are atheist, either you deceive yourself or deceive others.
神已经把神存在的那个基本的信仰放在了每一个人的里面。
God has put that He exists into every one of us.
无论基督徒。
Whether you're Christian
or
non-Christian,
我们都有这种基本的信心。
We have this basic belief.
在神面前是一样。
Before God is all the same.
我们心里面深处里面知道这件事情。
In the depth of your heart, you know it.
如果你说我看见了我才信，那么那些瞎眼的人永远不会信。
And you think only if I can see, then I will see and I believe. Then what about these blind people who can never believe?
如果我讲不通我才信，那些 IQ 比较低的永远不能信。
If I can think it through, then I believe. Then what about people who have low IQ? They can never believe.
还有人可以说我是足够高的理性。
How can you say that your reason has reached the peak?
还有人可以说我见的是包括一切的范围。
How can you say that what you have seen is of everything?
我们相信人格的存在。
We believe the existing of personality.
我们相信自由的存在。
We believe the freedom.
我们相信独立的价值。
We believe independence.
我们相信道德的存在。
We believe the morality.
我们需要爱，我们需要被爱。
Yes, we need to love. We need to be loved.
这些的东西都不是眼见的范围里面。
But this is all in the invisible.
所以我们今天要突破这个我们眼所能见的这个范围，进到信仰的里面去。
Therefore, we must have a breakthrough for what we can see with our flesh eye and go into the invisible.
我刚才说的这个真的无形的没有存在。
Therefore, I said there's no such thing as a breakthrough.
我如果从那边反对基督教或者反对信仰。反对宗教的人口里面，你就发现这是一件事实。
And this is a fact from those who are against religion, who are against belief.
毛泽东两次亲口说我要去见上帝。
And Mao Zedong said twice that I'm going to see God.
美国记者证明他讲的时候并不是开玩笑，很严肃的谈。
And the reporters of America said that when he was saying that he wasn't joking, he was serious.
八十年老的人为什么会谈到这样的事情
？Why when he was old he would talk about?
为什么这种话从他的口里面讲出来？
Why these things would come from his mouth?
如果这句话是从普通的基督徒口里讲出来，这个没有什么奇怪。
If this is from ordinary Christian, it's no, it's ordinary matter.
但是一个用无神的天王统治万万人的口，这个口说我要去见上帝，可惜他没有买票。
But he is man who came to be an atheist, and he said he was going to see God. I don't think he had a ticket.
苏联前任的一个这个政治家叫 Khrushchev， 这个人到纽约开会的时候
，When Khrushchev came to New York for a meeting，
他呢有一个很奇妙。把他的鞋子脱下来，在桌子上打坐。
And he removed his shoe and turned it on the table.
表示他威风的不得了。
To show other people how great.
当然下飞机的时候。
When he was coming down the airplane.
美国的记者就是 Mr. Khrushchev, are you an atheist?
So a reporter said, Mr. Khrushchev, are you an atheist?
Oh, yes, I am.
So he said, yes, I am.
那个人说，我们怎么知道你讲的是诚实的话呢？因为你是共产党，但是你都没无神的。
So, how do we know that you are telling me the truth? Because you are a communist, of course you're atheist.
But I'm really an atheist.
He said, yes,
I'm
really
an atheist. 那个人说，你真的无神论吗？
So this means, is it true that you're
God knows I'm an atheist.
God knows I'm an atheist.
上帝知道我是无神论。
God knows I'm an atheist.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
这句话不是从普通人的口讲出来的。It is not from ordinary people's mouth.
这个跟这个 Brezhnev 从这个 Carter 接触到第二集的时候
，When Brezhnev and Carter tried to get together for，
他也提到这样的话语。
他说
，Mr. Carter， 如果这次不成功，上帝不喜欢。
He said, Mr. Carter, if we don't have agreement, your God will not be happy.
当邓小平到美国来的时候
，When Deng Xiaoping came to America，
人家说你读过大学没有
？So other people ask me, have you attended university？
我没有读过大学。
He said, No, I never attended.
但是我的大学叫做是台大。
Then he said, my university is 社会。
我的几分我也不知道，但是以后上帝给我几分，我就知道我几分。
I don't know my grade, but the grade later that God will give me a grade.
这不是个笑话吗
？Is it a joke？
我告诉你，神的存在。圣经说已经放在你心里。
Because God said His existence, the Bible says it's already in place.
这是绝对不能逃避的一件事。
And you can never escape. Absolutely.
你可以瞪压它。
You can press it down.
你可以反抗它。
You can really resist it.
你可以反对它。
You can anesthetize.
但你不能逃避它。
But you cannot.
到某一个人生的阶段，这个良心的声音会跑出来说：神存在，神存在，神存在。你要到哪里去？
So one day in your life path, the conscience will come and say, God exists. God exists. Where are you going? Dear brothers and sisters, to believe the existence of God. And we can rely on the two revelations God gave us. What is the meaning of God's revelation? And the word, the revelation, has been misused by many Christians. Therefore, I must explain. Other people say, I have received the revelation
of God.
And yet last night when I was dreaming, God revealed himself
to me.
So I said, what are you talking about? I said, God revealed to me. Oh, then you got the revelation. Yes, I did. So I hope you can record it and become the second revelation. You can really not use this word casually. Did God reveal to us?
Yes, God. 但是这个字呢，当圣经已经清楚解完了，已经解完了以后。
But after the Bible has already finished.
我们就不能随便用这个字。
We cannot use this candle.
那么今天我们要思想上帝整个的启示录，进入他上帝。
And we want to think about the whole revelation of God.
今天的基督徒能够上帝借着圣经的启示引导我，光照我，不起诉。
We can only say God used the Bible to lead me through the Bible's revelation.
To illuminate me.
To guide me.
Within the revelation of the Bible.
这是正确的讲法。And this is the correct thing.
那么，上帝启示这个启示是什么意思呢？
And when God reveals, what does it reveal?
那原来的这个字 apocalypse的意思就是打开来给你看里面的奥秘。
In the original Greek, the word means to open and let you see the secret.
就是太太说，上主啊，今天是你生日，我煮了很好吃的东西给你吃。
And the wife said, husband, today is your birthday. I have cooked a delicious meal.
我看你煮什么呢？
So the husband said, the meat, what are you cooking?
你是不是煮哈密呢？
Are you cooking honey?
他说我不告诉你。
Oh, I will tell you.
我很想知道今天你要给我吃什么。
I want to know what are you cooking.
你告诉我你吃什么。
Tell me what are you cooking.
这个太太就把那个盖开一点，你看一看就关起来了。
So the wife would just open it a little and...
他就把它开起来，再关起来，一开，那个叫做启示。
And just in the instant of opening, this is a revelation.
真的启示也是如此。
And God's revelation.
上帝把它关住他的事情，打开来给我们看见那个奥秘，那叫做启示。
And God, with all these things that related to God, He would show us this is revelation.
为什么需要启示呢？
Why we need revelation?
因为启示来自我们的灵性，从有限进到无限的理解所需要的一个工具。
Because revelation can make us reasoning from the finite to the infinite.
使我们突破有限界，进入无限界。如果没有神的启示，人的理性没有办法。
And from the finite to the infinite, without God's revelation, we cannot use our reason.
现在我举一个很简单的例子。
I use a very simple illustration.
你是谁呢？
Who are you?
我问你。
I'm asking you.
我现在问你。
I'm asking you.
你是谁呢？ 你有没有父亲吗？
Do you have a father?
你有没有？
Do you?
我问你啊，有没有？ 他有父亲。那么你父亲名叫什么？
Tom Sanlian.
他还在吗？
Yes.
他好不好？
Very well.
他在哪里？
California.
不在这里。
No.
他在那里。
Mm-hmm.
你是他的孩子是不是？
Yes.
你怎么知道？
Because I know.
How do you know?
Because he's my father.
Yes, how do you know he's your father?
Because I was.
She's very highly educated, but cannot answer my question. 我在问你怎么知道他是你的父亲？
Because he is my mother. My mother told me.
See that your father told me? So tell you?
Yes.
Yeah, your father told you. But I asked him, he went. 对了，他在那里讲，我知道你的父亲，他是我父亲，怎么知道？因为他是我父亲，所以他是我父亲。Because
he is my father, therefore he is my father.
那么你怎么知道他是你的父亲？
How do you know he's your father?
因为 he told me.
Because he told.
He told me.
Because he told.
If he didn't tell you.
If he didn't tell you.
Can you understand? 如果他没有告诉你，你会不会知道他是你父亲？
If he didn't tell me, could I know that he's my father?
Yeah, I don't ask you. Ask you. 你怎么知道？
Because
I look like him.
Because I look like him.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
我看你越来越像你先生。你翻译吧。
He said the more he looked at me, I look like my husband.
In Indonesia, I have a church.
Therefore, when the father tells you he is your father, you need a revelation, the faith of revelation. This cannot be right from your own thinking. This is what your father tells you.
可以，这个父亲告诉你。
The father tells you.
是一件很重要的事情。
It's a very important.
这个问题如果五个人对 Amy 说安妮华，安妮华五个人都说，哪一个是你父亲呢？
If five people would tell me that they are my father, which one is my father?
那这个很困难。
This is difficult.
神的自我启示。
Therefore, God revealed himself.
有没有可能引起别的灵的冒充？
Could it be for somebody else or other spirit revelation?
有别的冒充。
Or to have a
false revelation.
False revelation.
是虚假的承认。
Or a false revelation.
我是你的父亲。
I am your revelation.
但是不是。
But in actuality, it's not.
许多人抱了别人的孩子来养，这抱他老没有告诉他你不是我的孩子。
And a lot of times that people would adopt children, have other people's children, so they are very old, never tell the child is adopted.
可能你就是那种孩子。
Maybe you are like that.
所以你一生一直叫爸爸爸爸，是别人的爸爸，不是你爸爸。
Therefore, you always say father, father, but it's somebody else's father, not your father.
那么这个是我真的爸爸对你讲了。
If the real father tells you,
你就需要用自己心去接受。
You must accept by faith.
你不能证明的。
You cannot prove it.
我的女儿看我的结婚照片。
My daughter would read my wedding ticket.
后来她大发脾气，她说：“妈妈，为什么你结婚不请我去？”
And she was so angry that she lost her temper. Said, "Mother, how come you didn't invite me?"
为什么别人结婚你到我去，你自己结婚我没有参加
？How come everybody else's wedding I would go, but your wedding I didn't go?
你怎么回答
？I explained.
她说你不能去，既然能去的你还没有在。
So because when you can't go, you're not arrived yet.
所以我不能带你去。
So therefore, I cannot.
你是婚姻的产品，而婚姻不是你的产品。
Because you are the result of a marriage, not the marriage is the result of you.
神不是我们理性推断出来。
And we cannot use our reasoning.
而我们的理性是神所造的被造品。
But the reasoning is what God created for us.
所以需要这个上帝的启示，我们才能了解他。
Therefore, God's revelation, then we can know him.
那么这个启示用更新的名词来讲，就是叫做上帝的显明。
And another word we can use is the manifestation of God.
那么是显明什么意思呢？上帝愿意把他自己养出来，我是你的神。
And God are willing to tell you that I am your God.
如果你相信一位神，而你不相信他对人有所启示的话
，If you do not believe that He has some kind of a manifestation,
那么只有两个可能性：你的神是使命，或者你的神是不顾人的事情。
There's two possibilities. Either he's a God who is dead, or he doesn't care about your sin.
一个知道神不能对人做什么，他也不是人。
And but God is dead. He cannot do anything to human beings.
But that's God, not for
that's God. And then he's not God.
如果一个神他不顾人，他不能对人讲什么，这位神与我们就没有关系。
And if he doesn't care for us, then he has no really a relationship with us.
但是这个神不但存在，不但活。而且是自我显明他是谁的那一位。
Not only our God exists, he is alive, then he is willing to manifest himself to us.
这个启示就有两个大的范围。
And there are two categories of this revelation.
一个范围就是为了使人相信他的存在所显明出来的启示。
The first is because he wants people to believe that there is existence of God, then he would manifest.
这样的启示也称为自然的或者普遍的启示。
And thus we can call a general revelation or natural revelation.
普遍启示是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning for general revelation?
就是每一个人都有。
That means everybody has it.
无论这个基督徒。
Whether you're
非基督徒、无神论的人、相信的人、不信的人、每一个人、有文化的人、每个受教育的人、每一个人内心的深处都有这个启示。这种普遍的启示又分为了两个范围。第一个范围是什么呢？就是上帝造化自然。
And this is the creative nature.
上帝的创造
and God's creation.
Creation is the first revelation in the general revelation. 那么上帝的普遍的启示就是创造显明出来。
And He revealed us from the things He created.
创造是一件很奇妙的事情。
So creation is a very.
因为我们看见宇宙的存在。
We can see the existence of our cosmos.
你从宇宙的存在，你看见什么呢？
From the universe, what do you see?
如果你只看见所看见的，没有透过所看见的，看见所没有看见的。
If you only see the visible, not to see the invisible behind the visible.
那么你所看见的只是现象，而不是现象背后的本质。
And therefore, you only see the phenomena of the created, not to see the essence.
这种表面的看见是一个很肤浅的看见。
This is kind of superficial. That you see is a very basic.
举一个很简单的例子。
Very simple.
你拿到一张单。
You have the postcard.
如果你是个没有多大思想的人
，If you don't have too much thinking，
你说啊，这种纸多得不得了，多一张纸多麻烦，丢掉吧。
If you don't have a lot of thinking, this is a piece of paper.
但是如果你有思想
，If you have a thinking，
你就先分辨这是什么纸。
Then you can see what it is.
这个纸图有什么关系
？What is the relation with the paper and ink？
为什么这个纸前面写这么大，后面写这么小
？Why is so big in the front, so small in the back？
为什么用黄色
？Why is yellow？
为什么这样写法
？Why you write it this way？
甚至如果你是印刷的专家，你很清楚的看出写这方面的人有没有智慧。
And also, if you're a specialist in print, then you know whoever designed this is wiser.
这样你不但看见的，你也从看见的看见没有看见的。
Not only you see the visible, you see the invisible.
当你看见没有看见。的时候，你的看见是一个特别的看见。
When you see the visible from the, when you see invisible from the visible, this is special kind.
这就是圣经告诉我们的，所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来。
Therefore, it says God saw a command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
我们用爱因斯坦的方程式来做个比喻。
We'll use Einstein's equation.
E 等于 mc 平方。
E equals mc.
E is energy.
Energy.
M is
measure.
C is speed of light.
The speed of light.
在这里呢，我们看见 M 是看不见的。
And we can see that measure can be seen.
C is 看不见的。
Cannot be seen.
那么看得见和看不见之间有一个关系在。
There is a relationship between the visible and invisible.
当你把原子弹爆炸了。
When you release the atom bomb.
那个原子的能力就发出来了。
And the energy from atom.
这样物质被分解变成能力的时候，就从能见的变成不能见的。
And from this material that you can see, created the energy, then from the visible to the invisible.
每次原子弹爆炸都是从这个 M 变成这个 E 的一个过程。
Every time when they release the atom bomb, it's from M to E.
上帝创造。
God created.
人把它炸掉。
And man destroyed.
上帝创造。
Man, a God created.
人把它使用。
And a man would destroy.
这个箭头是从这里来。
And this is how they.
那我们念的时候，我们是这样念过去。
But when we read it, we go the other way.
这个 M 在为什么不说 M 等于 C 平方 over E？ 为什么它要 E 等于 MC 平方
？Why does not reverse this？
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是这里我们看见了，有一个箭头是从没有看见到看得见的这个事情。
Therefore, there's an arrow from the invisible to the visible.
这什么意思呢
？What is the meaning？
能虽然看不见，却是看得见的基本原因。
And energy you cannot see is invisible, but it's the cause of this.
所以圣经说，无限大能的上帝用他的能力创造了大自然，难道是一件不可相信的事情吗
？So infinite God, can find infinite God can create this that we can see. That is.
他从看不见的能力创造了看得见的自然，难道是不合理的事情吗？是 the energy, the invisible energy is the cause.To create the visible world, is it unreasonable?
Is it unreasonable?
又不是不合理的事。
This is not unreasonable.
所以这样的这些设计很清楚告诉我们。
Therefore, the verse tells us.
看见。
Yes, what you can see.
不是从显然之物而来。
It's not from what is visible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你们住在这个地方。
And you live here.
这里是世界最出名的交响乐之一。
And we have a very world-renowned symphony.
Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Boston Symphony Orchestra.
这个交响乐的声音遍了天下。
And all over the world, they can.
唱片卖到许多的地方。
And their records were sell everywhere.
当你跑到这 concert hall 里面去的时候。
When you go to the concert hall.
你看见指挥。
And you see the conductor.
但是我想你不是要去看他怎么指挥。
I don't think you want to see how he comes
out. 你是要去听那个音乐。
You want to listen to the music.
但是你听音乐的时候呢
？When you listen to the music.
声音跑出来，却照了没有声音的指挥。
Then this music would come out that you can hear. It's really under the conductor.
我看到你明白我的意思。
You understand what I'm saying?
你是要听得见。
You want to hear what you can hear.
听得见的照听不见的指挥。
But this what you can hear really is under the direction of the cannot be seen.
如果这个指挥太兴奋，一边指挥边哒哒哒哒哈，一边在那唱的话。
If this conductor is so excited, then when he would conduct, he would sing along.
你就看见这个听得见的也跑进这个不应当有声音的跑到有声音里面不大对。
And you would know that he has this voice to this voice. You are the music you ought to hear is not really correct.
听不见的影响听得见。
So therefore, the voice you cannot hear really influences the
voice. 无论听得见听不见都是看得见。
But whether you can hear or whether you cannot hear, this all can be.
听得见听不见，虽然看得见却受看不见的影响。
But But those who can hear or not hear, but they are really under the control of those who cannot.
When you listen to
Beethoven,
you can see
this great life really bubbling through. God is cannot be visible, but through the things he created, that man has no excuse. This world is
false.
I cannot use the world to prove God. Because the world is not qualified to prove God. But you can see this world, the manifest. To manifest, not to prove.
证明不是是显明.
To prove is not to manifest. When you walk on the beach, when you see the footprints on the sand, so you say somebody has walked through.
你怎么证明?
How do you prove
it? Because you are.
This is
the
proof.
这个不是证明.
This is not proof.
如果这个是证明,
if this is
the proof, 你把这个脚印拿来放在麦克风看着看见那个人.
If you take that out of there and put on your microphone to see the person, it's no relationship. This is a really very strange phenomenon. It's a manifestation. This man walked through. The manifest that somebody walked through. And the sin itself cannot prove
him.
But the print on the sand can manifest that someone has
walk
through. And this is the thing
with
the and our scientific knowledge is more and more.
So
we don't have to walk. We'll ride in a car. And the more we ride, the bigger car we have. And the less gas we have, so we're
bigger.
So we're big and smaller. And lots more cars. And
the
lot more cars. All these cars were running on the
road.
And from
the,
what we can see, the measure to energy, then the
oil
and
the
oil. What is it?
So the air pollution.
And we call it
空气污染.
So therefore, what we breathe is not really like the air we had. They have breathed in the fresh air. And they would give you the fresh air. And from fresh air, but from generation to generation, millions of years, why does the air still fresh? Because God said, man, we would expel carbon dioxide. God said, trees. They would give us oxygen. Who really arranged
us?
You cannot prove God. This can only manifest the wisdom of God.
所以圣经告诉我们,
therefore, the Bible tells us, therefore, the eternity of God has really revealed to us. It's not easy to believe the existence of God. But it's easier than to believe that God does not exist. If a man believes there's no God, he needs really a greater faith than a Christian. And a man who believes in evolution, that the man are derived from evolution, should have a greater faith than the person believes in men are created. Therefore, our reasoning has been polluted. Therefore, our direction has been distorted. For all these things that is created, we can see how great a God we have. A young man wants to go have a retreat on the mountain. And he would go up to the mountain. And he's a young man that he would say other people would ignore him, that nobody exists. So therefore he would write on a stone, there's no God. Oh, he would engrave on a stone. And then he would engrave his name. And it was very beautiful collection. And he was so strong. And he was looking from far place and he was really enjoying it. And he was very satisfied. And then he arrived to one conclusion, must be there someone that I cannot see, and he is in control of everything. Therefore he has a faith. When he comes down, he already forgot this. Then he saw that there's no God. Then he engraved his name. And he was engraved with great
intent.
And he couldn't really erase it. But this man had a lot of high IQ. The fool said, the fool said there's no God. Then already
the
name is there. Then
he was placing.
The Bible says the fool said in their heart is no God. You know that there's a great politician in England, Sir Thomas Scott.
And a liberal friend in Jantijiwa.
When he was near dying, he said,
大家注意听他讲,
and everybody was paying attention.
Before, I never believed God had heaven and hell. But now I believe both.
He said, before I never believed God and heaven and hell. Now I believe both.
But it is too late for me.
It is too late for me. Then he closed his eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要从这些伟大的事情开玩笑。
I hope that you will not treat it casually, lightly, with such a serious, life-threatening matter.
Secondly,
in God's existence, what does He give to us for faith? God gives us the intuition that He exists.
Creation and intuition are two categories in the general revelation from God.
Creation and intuition are two categories under the general revelation of God. From the outside revelation, we can see the God
created.
And from within that, we have the sense of intuition. We know there's a God. Everyone has this intuition. Because God has put this intuition in your heart. But this voice has been constantly telling you, God exists, God exists. So therefore, when David, Solomon was old, then he was reading the Bible. When he was near death, the last book he was reading was the Bible. Is it just coincidence? It's a very simple matter. These are not sinful men. Because the given God, He has given us the intuition that He exists. And the greatest philosopher of Germany, Immanuel Kant, and he said there are two things I'm more afraid. What is the first? The first is the starry heaven.
No, the speaking conscience within my breast.
Then the second is the speaking conscience within my breast. The starry heaven. And the more I look at the more
I'm afraid.
心。
And the conscience inside.
是我越看越惧怕。
And I am more afraid.
虽然康德推翻了对自然神论里面证明神存在的证据，都被他推翻掉。
Therefore, Kant has really rejected all the thinking that we derive God from nature.
他否定 cosmological argument.
Therefore, he said, it's categorical imperative, it's God's voice.
创造于之中，使我们知道神是存在。
Religion and intuition let us know that God does exist.